startup of you. Adapt to the future, invest in yourself, and transform your career. Authors Reid Hoffman and Ben Kaznocha. All humans are entrepreneurs, not because they should start companies, but because the will to create is encoded in human DNA, and creation is the essence of entrepreneurship. To adapt to the challenge of professional life today, we need to rediscover our entrepreneurial instincts and use them to forge new sorts of careers. Today, you need to think of yourself as an entrepreneur at the helm of at least one living, growing startup venture. Your career. Develop a competitive advantage. For anything desirable, there's a competition. Being better than the competition is basic to an entrepreneur's survival. The word is loud and messy. Customers don't have time to parse minute differences. If a company's product isn't massively different from a competitor's, it's not going to command anyone's attention. Your competitive advantage is formed by the interplay of three different ever-changing forces: your assets, your aspirations or values, and the market realities, i.e., the supply and demand for what you offer the marketplace relative to the competition. Your assets. Assets are what you have right now. You have two types of career assets to keep track of: soft and hard. Soft assets are things you can't trade directly for money. They're intangible contributors to career success, such as the knowledge and information in your brain, professional connections and the trust you've built up with them, skills you've mastered, your reputation and personal brand, and your strengths. Hard assets are what you would typically list on a balance sheet, such as the cash in your wallet, the stocks you own, and physical possessions like your desk and laptop. Your aspirations and values. Aspirations and values are the second consideration. Aspirations include your deepest wishes, ideas and goals, and visions of the future, regardless of the state of the external world or existing asset mix. It includes your core values, or what's important in your life, be it knowledge, autonomy, money, integrity, power, and so on. You may not be able to achieve all your aspirations or build a life that incorporates all your values, and there will certainly be change over time. But you should at least orient yourself in the direction of a pole star, even if it changes. The market realities. The market consists of the people who make decisions that affect you and whose needs you must serve: your boss, your co-workers, your clients, your direct reports, and others. How badly do they need what you have to offer? And if they need it, do you offer value that's better than the competition? When to pivot, to pursue upside or avoid downside. The common presumption is that if you shift to plan B when something isn't working, that's frequently the case, but not always. What you're doing now doesn't have to be failing for it to make sense to shift. If you find that the grass is greener somewhere else, go there. Of course, given the volatility of today's career landscape, the decision to pivot often isn't voluntary. Sometimes we're forced to go to plan B. We could be fired. New technology could automate or offshore our routinized job. Or the entire industry we work in could be disrupted. Or we might undergo a major life change, like having children. That reorders life priorities and necessitates a pivot into a situation that offers more work-life balance. An inflection point at your company or industry usually will require you to either change your skills or change your environment. In other words, it will often require you to pivot. Plan Z. Plan Z is a reliable plan you shift to when you no longer have confidence in plan A and B, or when your plans get disrupted. The certainty of the Plan Z backstop is what enables you to be aggressive about plans A and B. With a Plan Z, you'll at least know you can tolerate failure. Without it, you could be frozen in fear, contemplating the worst-case scenarios. Think of it as a lifeboat, not as a long-term plan. Invoking Plan Z should allow you to retreat, regroup, and develop an entirely new plan A. It's not an end point. It's what will keep you afloat while you reload and then relaunch yourself on a brand new voyage. A brand new plan A. It takes a network. Just as entrepreneurs are always recruiting and building a team of stunning people, you want to always be investing in your professional network to grow the startup that is your career. Quite simply, if you want to accelerate your career, you need the help and support of others. What you should be doing is establishing a diverse team of allies and advisors with whom you grow over time. Relationships matter to your career, no matter the organization or level of seniority, because every job boils down to interacting with people. Relationships are living, breathing things. Feed, nurture, and care about them. They grow. Neglect them. They die. This goes for any type of relationship on a level of intimacy. The best way to strengthen a relationship is to jumpstart the long-term process of give and take. Do something for another person. Help him or her. Take intelligent risks. Risk, in a career context, is the downside consequences from a given decision, and the likelihood that the downside actually occurs. Risky situations, then, are those in which risk levels cross a threshold. Meanwhile, the reward of rapid transit is significant. Assessing risk, while always difficult, is not impossible. Entrepreneurs do it every day. But they don't do fancy risk analysis models like those found on Wall Street, and neither should you. There's no mathematical formula that could possibly capture the probabilities and range of outcomes of a dynamic startup, let alone the dynamic startup that's your career. It's impossible to quantify the pros and cons of every opportunity. You'll have time constraints. You'll have information constraints. Moreover, your intuition is riddled with cognitive biases that get in the way of rational assessment. So keep in mind the following principles. Don't overestimate risk. Remind yourself that the downside of a given situation is probably not as bad or as likely as it seems. If the worst case scenario is getting fired, losing a little bit of time or money, or experiencing discomfort, as long as you have a solid and reliable plan Z in place, you will still be in the game and should be open to taking on that risk. When assessing a risk, if you realize you made a mistake, see if you can reverse your decision easily. Could you get to plan B or plan Z relatively quickly? If the answer is no, the opportunity is riskier and should be approached more cautiously. You'll never be fully certain. Don't conflate uncertainty with risk. Consider age and stage. What will be the risks to you in a few years? The startup is you. You were born an entrepreneur. However, that doesn't guarantee you will live like one. Instincts need nurturing. Potential needs realizing. You can take control of your life and apply entrepreneurial skills to whatever work you do. The modern world demands it. We live in an interconnected, fast-moving and competitive economy. Constant change and uncertainty make any traditional career strategy ineffective. The career escalator is permanently jammed. The employer-employee pact is dissolving. Competition for opportunity is fierce. So tap into your network, make allies, invest in skills, prepare plans A, B, and Z, pursue breakout opportunities, and take intelligent risks.